Hey friends, welcome back to Spiritual Conversation. So today I wanted to address how, Hey friends, welcome back to Spiritual Conversation. I'm Jacqueline Claire, and today I wanted to address something, fun with you. So in the intro to the show, I often refer to myself as Mermaid of the Airwaves. And I wanted to explore that because it's a lot more than just a cutesy or feminine sounding phrase or symbol or play on the idea of airwaves and radio waves. But actually, what I see is a very spiritual symbol. And what inspired me to talk about this today, I was working on my project, Reading the World Order of Baha'u'llah. It's just a study along that I do on YouTube. And it was talking about Abdu'l-Bahá, known as the master in the Baha'i faith, meaning he was a master of living. He is an example of a human being, not a divine manifestation, just as divine as you and I are, but someone who lived a perfect life, who showed to us how to be more or less a perfect person in a spiritual sense. And so essentially someone who's somewhat attainable because he was a real man and not the mouthpiece of God himself, right? And he is described as having been blended and perfectly harmonized with the incompatible characteristics of a human nature on the one hand and a superhuman knowledge and perfection. And that's how I see the human struggle to reach for the divine. I also like the symbol of Hercules, any of these mythic people who were part man, they were part just human nature of the material world, of a base metal, more or less, the just less hairy than an animal type of thing, you know, this human nature. And then part divine. And that's where our spark and, you know, Hercules's profound strength came from. And we can strive to be morally and spiritually strong in a way that is beyond accepted man capacity, you know? And the symbol of the mermaid really represents that struggle of incompatibility. You know, it really makes no sense, you know, like how do they breathe and how do different things work, you know? And there's a sense of being in the world, but not of it, which can be a sad place to be, like never quite at home, right? Does she belong on the land or does she belong in the water? And spiritually and materially, we are that incompatible blend of being lumbering and clunky human beings. And we're told that selfishness is like kneaded into us. So you need bread. You know, we have, a lower nature that is part of how we've been designed. And yet we have these stirrings for more, right? To reach for the light and to reach for something else. And we're like fairy people, you know, we have this divine spark and yet like, where do we belong and where are we home? And the mermaid, taking this symbol a little bit further, she's found the balance somehow. Like she plays and she's happy and she's the symbol of beauty and the symbol of going deep and bringing up pearls to the surface. So though we may, and I would even say ideally, never feel completely at home or arrived in our material bodies and in our material lives, we can relish and play and enjoy the duality of our nature and explore and dive deep into mystery and spirituality and sorrow and scripture and bring it up to the surface to share with other people and let the in-between be a place of joy. So that is a little bit of mermaid of the airwaves. And I think we're all mermaids and mermen. And I hope you enjoyed this exploration. It gives you something to think about, you know, is it a mer person or a centaur or Hercules or a fairy? And it's not to demean the spiritual practice. It's just to play with the idea that we don't actually belong here. And it's not until we pass on probably that we'll feel actually at home, or at least a part of our nature will be where it's meant to be. And the body is the part that strives to hold on, because it's the part that's material, you know? Anyway, just now I'm sort of rambling, but I hope this gives you something to think about in your own life, and that you can find a sense of play and comfort in that. Thank you so much for taking this deep dive with me. If you ever want more content, more interaction, or you just want to support this channel, please check out my Patreon or PayPal, or check out my online art gallery if you would like to bring little remembrances of these conversations into your life. All right, my friends, until next time, I wish you the best for playing your unique part in making this world a better place. I'll catch you next time.